Welcome to a session sponsored by the Community-Based Public Health Caucus on community voices. And I think you're going to hear some really interesting presentations. We've got five presentations, and we're asking the speakers, the presenters, to stick to their 15 minutes so that we'll have 10 to 15 minutes at the end for Q&A and discussion. Okay? I'm Robert McGranahan. I'm director of a community campus partnership initiative at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus, and I will be the timekeeper today. We're going to, Les and I are sort of going to play tag team with introducing the presenters. We're going to introduce them before each of their presentations. We've just discovered that the slides were put in a different order than what the order is in the program, so we don't know who the next presenters will be, so we're... We're gonna wing it. As Plus said, that's what it's like in the community. You just wing it. Okay. So do you want to introduce yourself?
Good morning. My name is Placida Williams, and I'm with Charles Drew University of Medicine and Science in Los Angeles, California, and also with Healthy African American Families. I'm also past president of NC Bowen, which is National Community-Based Organization Network. We are so glad that you came. We have a full house. This is wonderful. So again, let me reiterate to all the speakers, presenters, please keep to your time. If you go over your time, I've already told you I'm going to stand up, and then I will just ease you out the way. All right, our first presenter will be Miss Loretta Burns, and she's with AB Christian Center in Fort Worth, Texas, and and Ralph W. Emerson, pastor of Rising Star Baptist Church in Fort Worth, Texas. And if they would come on and, all right.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, that's better. I am the Reverend Ralph Waldo Emerson, Jr. I am pastor and senior pastor of the Rising Star Baptist Church, Fort Worth, Texas. I pastor one of the largest Afro-American churches in the city. I say that because it is what leads me into our presentation today. On the board, you see a presentation that will be presented by us dealing with the infant mortality issue in our community. I'm going to try to work the computer and talk. Don't know what I'm doing. Okay.
Down.
Oh, down. Okay. Okay. The question is, whose babies are dying? Whose babies are dying? Pastor in the church, I preach sermons every Sunday, and I'm preaching to tell individuals life can be better. Things can be better. And only to discover that I went to a meeting, and at this meeting they start talking about the issue of infant mortality in our community. I'm preaching every Sunday, your life can be better. Only to discover that I am preaching to alive lives and didn't realize that there were so many lives that I was missing that were dying. And only to discover, and as you will see on the board, that Tarrant County, if you see the red represents Tarrant County, how high the infant mortality rate is in our county. Well, look at the next slide. You'll see now that green slide shows the rate of blacks, white, and Hispanic in Tarrant County, and the line for the Afro-American population is so greater than the rest in the county. But here's the alarming thing. When you look at the next slide, you'll see that that red box there is 76105. My church sits in the middle of that block. That hurt to know that I am preaching to families and couples and young ladies and men, and the rate of our babies dying in our community really affected me. Again, another slide that kind of shows our community by zip code and 76105. You see down there, and the income level in that community is the second lowest in that area. So what takes place? What we did was a team came together. We established an infant mortality initiative. Healthy moms, healthy babies, healthy communities. We call it H3. Our mission is to reduce infant mortality by engaging individuals and communities to build a healthier Tarrant County. Our vision, healthy babies, healthy families, healthy communities. Well, the next thing that we did was we kind of built what our values are, kind of based on what our mission is, and is to address social justice and equitable access, to deal with the disparities in health care in the community, establish a life course model initiative in our community, engage and involve men as agents of change, because it's a men issue as well as it's a ladies issue. Woman issue. All right. I'm being trained. Okay. Also, we really sought to get a community-based participatory research model. We really went after to get the community involved. So what took place was our healthy babies, healthy community, healthy moms initiative. And so what came, we developed, we developed a board, and this was the key for us. We went to the community, and we got community volunteers, we got community leaders, we just stressed out in the community and invited individuals to the table. But also we went and reached out and got pastors and staff members so we could spread the word in the churches in the community. We got the government, we got city council persons, state senator's office, and actually these are just not persons that their names are on the sheet. We actually insist and push that you actually attend the meetings, and we have had almost a 100% participation of those individuals, from the state senator's office to the city council person's office to the school board member's office. They actually come and attend the meetings. Even the school district, all our community-based organizations, our Healthy Start Bars, Girls Club, AB Christian Center, all of that. And then one of the key is we even reached out to the healthcare arm of the community, and we were able to get our county hospital district, which is the largest in the area, Cook's General Medical Center, our birthing project, county health department, and actually our county hospital district, in the new budget process in setting the budget, there are five pillars that'll be funded, and one of the pillars that will receive direct funding in support of all the programs we're doing to deal with and address infant mortality, JPS designated infant mortality is one of those pillars to fund. Now, of course, I had a little connection because I'm vice president of the board. So after all of that was done, we looked at doing some things in the community. One was an asset mapping process to see what the assets were in our community, which were very little. In that community, there were no grocery stores. You had to go several miles just to get to a grocery store. Transportation's bad. Bus system's bad. Well, the next step we went to doing concept mapping and to look at talk to the community. So let me introduce Ms. Loretta Burns, who will now talk to you about the concept mapping process.
Thank Thank you. My name is Loretta Burns, and I'm Executive Director of AB Christian Learning Center, which is a community-based organization. One of the things that we did in concept mapping is we understood that we had to hear the voice of the community before we could move forward. Because one of the things we all recognize is lots of projects will come to the community. No one has ever asked the community, what does the community think is best? What does the community need? And ultimately, that ends up in failure. So after 18-month collaboration with the Action Learning, a collaborative, City Match, AMCHP, and National Healthy Start, one of the things we addressed was the impact of racism on infant mortality. Clearly, there is an impact from the charts that we've seen earlier. The H3 Oversight Board then determined the next steps, and that was to gather information from the community that portrayed the community and find out what the community felt was the problem or was the solution. The first step in that concept mapping process was brainstorming, where we brought the community together. We brought many members of the community. This is grassroots community members, as well as people from different organizations, and asked one question, and that was give one specific action item that the community could take to decrease racial and ethnic disparities in infant mortality. We pulled together those members, we broke them out in group and asked that one question, let them sit there and brainstorm the answer to that question in group. Once we completed that process, we went to a step two, which was a rating process. And in that rating process, we wanted to ensure that we had people who were actually in those groups in the rating process as well. Because during that rating process, we had to figure out time for implementation. How quickly could this be implemented, whatever the process was? Would you be interested in participating in this process? And that will let us know what would be viable as well as sustainable. Because if the community thought it was a problem but was not willing to participate, then that created a different issue. Also, what did the community think the impact of the action would be? If there was a project that would take a lot of time but little impact, that certainly was of concern. So we went through the rating process. Then we went through the sorting process, and this was very critical that community members were involved, because anyone who was not at that table did not understand what the clear intent of a particular statement was. So it's very important to have those community members there to know what the impact of those statements were. Moving along quickly, the brainstorming, we had 72 community members, 289 ideas. And rating, we had 42 community members, and piling and sorting, we ended up with 18 community members. We came up with a lot of different themes, and this is what the cluster looks like, with the cluster A being the least number and cluster G being the most numbers with 20 concerns. We grouped those ideas, and I'm going through these quickly, into what the concerns were. And if you will look at the overarching theme of what the concerns were, at the base of each of these concerns, education. The community wanted to be informed. They wanted more education. And looking at cluster G, which had the most number, was increased family and parenting education. The community was not asking for a helping hand. The community was asking, help us to understand what this problem is and how we deal with this problem. And again, these are the 12 clusters. What are our next steps? What we have done so far, once we completed that process, we engaged a community forum to get back with the community to let them know what the results of those process, what their voice compiled, what they wanted, and what could happen. Next, we facilitated a very interesting provider meeting with all of the resources together, because we have found that the resources exist. They're just not getting to the right places in the community. And we talked to these providers about what the community had to say and what they could do to help educate and bring those resources to the community. And then our next step, which we're in the process, is inform the community of resources that already are available, because what we have found, those resources that the community and the education that the community was asking for really already existed in some form or another. Somehow the community was not aware of those resources. So our goal then now is to inform the community, to put those resources together and let the community and keep the community informed of what resources are available that would help address the issues of infant mortality. And I finished in my time frame.